This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and a couple weeks ago now, I alluded to this story. I think I might have shared this story and then said, we're going to do a podcast on this. And today is the day. I don't know how many of you remember this story that I told about Chris Harder. Chris Harder is the host of the Elite Level Mastermind that I am in for 2020. I was also in 2019. And he shares this story about how one day he was spending, I think, the whole day with a group of friends at a really nice rooftop pool, and he had the whole day cleared for time with his friends, except for one 30-minute call with a client. And he was talking to his wife beforehand and complaining, like, I can't even have one day with my friends. I can't even have one day where I don't have to step away and get something done for work. I don't want to have to, you know, get out of the pool and leave my friends and go into work mode and then come back and try and get out of work mode. And his wife, Lori, pointed out to him that he had the whole day with his friends and all he had to do for work was this 30-minute phone call. And they realized that Chris was looking at the stressful version. In any situation, there is going to be a stressful version, a perspective that makes the problem so much bigger than the rest of the story. And so he asked himself and continues to ask himself, am I looking at the stressful version here? Am I looking at the stressful version? The problem with that, when we look at the stressful version, is that we feel more down, more negative, more defeated, less empowered. We are able to enjoy ourselves far less when we take that perspective. The thing is, most of us don't have the self-awareness, the presence in a given moment when we're in that mode of seeing what is wrong or complaining. We don't have the presence of mind to say, I'm doing that thing, right? We're so caught up in the moment. Maybe we realize it later, which can be good for learning, but we don't realize it in the moment. So I wanted to take some time to talk about this today and encourage you to develop a practice of asking yourself, am I in the stressful version? Or is there a less stressful version? What is a perspective that would make me feel a little bit better about this? And one of the questions I ask myself is, what's good? You know, what's good in this? What's right in this? And it's very, very simple, but when you have it as a practice, you snap out of the funks more quickly, you get into the funks less often, and life doesn't feel so freaking hard. So I've been asking myself this question since I saw this video from Chris Harder that was probably back in either late December or early January, and I recognized almost immediately, as soon as I started asking this question, am I looking at the stressful version? I was on the phone with my mom one morning, and you know, she casually said, how are you doing? And I said, I'm all right. I'm not really sleeping though. And, you know, I just found out there's an issue with the floors and the renovation and the trim isn't level and you can see it and it's making me crazy. And I feel like that's all I'm going to see. And I haven't had a day off work and I just really feel like I need a break. You get the picture, right? As soon as I asked myself, are you looking at the stressful version? It was like, yeah, completely. And there are so many other versions. How am I? Healthy. How am I? I don't know, rich in opportunity, able to create whatever I want for my life. Nothing catastrophic has happened today. There's so many other perspectives. It's not as easy as looking backwards and saying, oh yeah, I always choose the stressful version, but creating a practice so that in the moment you're asking yourself, hey, Really, though, is this the stressful version of the story? Is there another version? And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a lot of opportunity to make an attitude adjustment as soon as you start asking this. You might laugh at me for this one, but Chris and I went to the grocery store and I bought cashew butter because I like to put it in my protein shake. So the next morning he comes out to my office and he says, "Hey, you know, I'm going to make myself a shake. Do you want one?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, use the chocolate protein powder and put some of the cashew butter in there." He does. I drink the shake. The next morning, I pick up the cashew butter off the counter and it feels really light. But I know that the only thing either one of us has used it for is those shakes the previous day. So I open it up and no joke, it's like half gone. You would have thought he was in bed with another woman. I literally was like, "Seriously? Half a jar of cashew butter in two shakes? What's wrong with you?" And then I go to, "I'll just make my shakes myself." Clearly looking at the stressful version, clearly, right? Which is not a helpful version. It is absolutely never a peaceful version. And I see this all the time when I get emails from clients or emails from listeners, whether it's not feeling good in your body, not feeling good about the choices you've made over the last week or the last month. Are you looking at the stressful version? And what other version is there? What other version is there? Right now, if you live in the United States, it's tax season. And there is a stressful version of that story for probably most, if not all of us. But it is not the only version. I have to practice this constantly in tax season, because you bet, like most people, I can tell this story of, "This is ridiculous. Why do I work so hard? I don't even get to keep most of what I make, ba 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 ba." But I also don't have to tell that version. It doesn't mean that I have to create a sunshine and rainbows version, like I love paying taxes, because quite frankly, I don't. I'm grateful to live in this country, but I don't love paying taxes, right? I don't love our tax code. But I also don't have to tell the stressful version of the story. I can deal objectively with, "This is the law in the land that I live," and move on to tell a story about all the things that are good in my life and focus on all the things that I have and all the things that feel good and feel great and are going well. We do not have to live in, focus on the stressful version of the story. Right? I got an email the other day from somebody who was explaining that life is pretty good from the outside, but they really just feel stuck. Right? This person said, "I know what I want, but I'm not doing the work. And every day I go to bed feeling like, what is wrong with me? And I pledge to do better the following day, and then I don't." Are you looking at the stressful version of the story? Your life reflects what you tolerate. So it, again, doesn't have to look like saying, "I love my choices and I'm crushing it," if you're not. But you can go to a much less stressful version that says, "Well, in my next moment, I can make a good choice. I have one good choice in me." A perspective shift is a directional shift, right? When we are in the stressful perspective, directionally, we're aiming at the problem. We're moving towards the problem. We're giving our energy to the problem. A perspective shift is a directional shift, because when we go to a happy version of the story, a perspective that is empowering or more positive, then we're moving in an entirely different direction. And that is always available to us, no matter what. I follow a bunch of CrossFit athletes on social media, and Kara Saunders is an Australian CrossFit athlete who had her first child recently and shares very honestly about how that impacted her training and her body and her schedule and so many other things. And she posted, "How my day feels is my responsibility," right? So going back to that first example from Chris Harder, how his day feels when he gets to hang out with his friends and has a client call, that's his responsibility. It has nothing to do with the circumstances of how much work there is or how much playtime there is. How his day feels is his responsibility. And even if you're not having a relaxing day on a rooftop pool with your friends, but you have 13 meetings and 2 sick kids and, you know, a late charge on your electric bill, whatever it is, how your day feels is your responsibility, and that comes from your perspective. Your perspective is your responsibility. My perspective is my responsibility. And sure, we can all remain in the crappy perspective. I do sometimes. But we need to own the fact that that is a decision to feel crappy, and it is not the only option available to any one of us. Feeling better, feeling more in control is available to everyone in every situation. I also follow a bunch of coaches, whether it's athletic coaches or business coaches, and there's a theme that they all really believe, and I do too, which is a positive attitude is a competitive advantage in life, in business, in relationships, in finances, in every way. A positive attitude is a competitive advantage. And we all can choose the stressful perspective, the stressful version of the story. But we can all practice looking at what else is possible and setting down just for today, just this one time, setting down that stressful version of the story and trying on a different one. I don't have to engage in this. I don't have to tango with this negativity. It's there. It's real. It's true. I'm not denying it, but it's not how I have to choose to see this situation or this scenario. So I want you to practice this as you go through the day, not just when you're feeling stressed out, but in any situation. Am I choosing a stressful perspective? Is there a less stressful perspective here? Is there a really positive perspective here that I haven't considered? Is there a perspective of opportunity or a perspective of a solution instead of a problem that I could consider here? And I think that what you will find is less stress, more enjoyment, and far fewer problems, because many of the problems that we wrestle with in our lives, we opted into. They're less a problem of reality and more a problem of our own perspective, right? The cashew butter thing, not a problem, doesn't need to be a stressor in my day. It's only a problem. It's only a stressor if I take that perspective. And there are so many available other perspectives for me and for you. How can you choose a less stressful version of the story? Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.